Well, that was my old Stan Boy, Stevie Wonder. What a classic. And that was his little bit unusual track, Fingertips. Well, I've got somebody here who's been working his fingertips to the bone for some time, campaigning to preserve a rail corridor. I'm joined by Matthew Tinney. Matthew, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Margaret.
Look, it's a bit of the talk of the town at the moment. There was a pretty radical council meeting last night. It was supposed to be an extraordinary meeting to put up a budget, but some other things happened. What's your take on what happened last night?
Look, I see it as the latest skirmish in a kind of statewide debate about the question, should every disused railway line be made available for destruction and conversion to a bicycle path, or should we be more selective about which ones are appropriately made over in that way and which ones should be kept for trains? That debate hasn't only happened here on the Northern Tablelands, it's happened in some other places, but here and in Armidale in particular, it seems to have reached a kind of crescendo, and it's here that it's being worked out.
It's a sort of fever pitch, isn't it? I mean, a meeting with three motions in it last night, I mean, if you weren't so closely involved, you could laugh. It took about 3.5 hours. So, but perhaps if you could let the listeners know exactly what we're talking about, Matthew.
Well, on the eve of Anzac Day, the 24th of April, for the first time, one of the councils on the Northern Tablelands voted to take a bit of a deep breath and a pause and to think a little bit more carefully about committing to the rail trail project. And the reason that happened is because they were suddenly confronted with a strange proposal to do a tiny fraction of rail trail just from Armidale to Dumarrock, which is barely more than 9 kilometres and not really representative of the project that we've been told about for the last 10 years. So that was strange, and there are a number of issues to do with information being provided to councillors. So the council voted, admittedly, by 6-5 on the 24th of April to pause and demand more information from their advisers in the council staff. Now, that wasn't welcomed at all by some people in the rail trail community, because it really was the first time that either Armidale or Glen Innes Council had voted in that way. And so two motions were up last night at this extraordinary meeting, which was supposed to be about putting the budget on exhibition, but there were two motions slipped in there to do with turning that around. I thought it was very unfortunate that the first of those motions, a simple rescission motion, was carried on an absolute knife edge with the casting extra vote of the chairman. Really, I think most people recognised, only because one councillor was unable to be present, a councillor who had generally always supported the train side of this debate. So that one went through, and then the second motion, which was much more complicated and was put forward by Councillor Dorothy Robinson, really got the proposals for this sort of mini Armidale to Dumarrock rail trail proposal going again. And it's got a lot of alternative ideas about how perhaps to preserve the rails and keep people on our side of it happy. But it's more or less something that said council can get going. And what's the whole reason for it? Why has this happened? Because of anxiety that a government grant might not come to fruition, $5.4 million. So that's really what it was all about.
Yeah, so what do you see the future for? I mean, Matthew, I should have introduced you properly. You're president of Trains North.
I am.
Which is a sort of advocacy group for generally protecting the rail corridor, I suppose, and urging governments at all levels. What does Trains North do?
Well, Trains North seeks to represent the constituency here on the Tablelands that favours preserving the railway line for use by trains and has a vision for doing exactly that. And we know we've got a lot of supporters because we presented a petition in Parliament with
Real names.
Yeah, with real names written in ink on paper with addresses and signatures. Mm. And there were over 10,700 of those signatures, and we know that over 7,000 of them were people resident right here on the Northern Tablelands. So our position now, although albeit we've suffered a little setback last night, is that we're going to keep faith with those people. That they are our constituency, our supporters, and we've promised to keep advocating for the railway on the Northern Tablelands.
Hmm. Right. So, do you think that there is support in the community? There seems. What do you see as the main problems with this suggestion of a mini rail trail?
Look, I really don't like it. And I say that honestly because I don't really dislike the rail trail project as a whole. The reason I don't want it, and I think I've got the majority on side with me here, is because it would destroy the railway line. Not because a cycle path up and down the Northern Tablelands is a rotten idea. It's a lovely idea. I've been on the one that largely inspired it in New Zealand, the Otago Central Rail Trail. Mm. But doing a tiny fragment of it, a little 9 kilometres, it's not really fair play. And in some ways I call it being Lismored, because that's sort of what has happened recently over on the line from Casino up through Lismore to Mwillimbah. It's been chopped up in little pieces and bits of it have been taken for rail trail and bits of it have been left with a rather interesting solar-powered train running up and down if you've been to Byron Bay.
Mm.
So that railway line has been mutilated in stages, and I think that's no way that public policy should be worked out on the ground. That's not how things should happen.
Mm.
Really, in the end, this community needs to make a decision about whether it's going to keep its railway line and work towards getting trains back as an interstate service from New South Wales right through to Queensland, freight and passenger. Mm. That's one choice. Or to give it over to recreational use. But allowing it to happen in tiny little chops just for the sake of keeping a government grant is not a good way to go about it.
Now, it seems very sort of unplanned, doesn't it? I suppose, what next for Trains North? Are you going to pack up and go away, or...?
We're certainly not going to do that, and we've been greatly encouraged by correspondence we've recently received from the Minister for Regional Transport. We know that both Armidale and Glen Innes councils have got a long, long way to go before they're going to get government approval for doing this rail trail, even for doing this tiny little 9 kilometre part of the rail trail.
Mm.
I have heard it said in the media elsewhere that the rail trail is now to go ahead, but that is a very serious misrepresentation of the situation this morning. What is going to go ahead now is that Armidale Council are going to progress some of their planning and really start doing the hard work of application that they should have been doing to the state government probably a couple of years ago. It's hard to know why it's been neglected, really. They almost give the impression of being overconfident about this whole thing. So we will continue to oppose it. And the main basis for our opposition is entirely democratic, because having demonstrated community support is one of the essential requirements of putting a rail trail project through. And we just don't think it's got it. We know there's a lot of enthusiastic, keen supporters for the rail trail, but we don't believe the community as a whole has been demonstrated to be supporting the idea that this railway line should be dug up.
Yes, it's a pretty sobering prospect, isn't it, that a bit of infrastructure of such... significance, I suppose, for future generations might be dug up. But anyway, look, it's an ongoing debate. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us this morning, Matthew. And, we look forward to the debate.
Thanks very much, Margaret.